Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fist clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies dying young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage.
shine in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Ciela putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision, so your vision to me is you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that to dawn.
Of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones that brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records, longer than average cats rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we know the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we the enlisted men and women in the People's Army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships and the rest of the flesh the sharks too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice is blind, and practice without theory has a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Oh, there have been times But I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Understand that Mickey White, Dennis Morrell, and Nathaniel Jr. and Huey P. Newton, people like Bobby Seale and people like Bobby Hutton and people like Elvis Cleaver, all these people either dead, either in exile or running, or they're either in jail. And a lot of people understanding this, we lose a little faith in the vanguard, not understanding what we're talking about. A lot of people run up to you in a minute and say, why if all these people are being taken, Why haven't you shouted out? Why haven't you killed some pigs? What did we say? That if you kill a few, you get a little satisfaction. But you kill some more, and you get some more satisfaction. But when you can kill them all, you get complete satisfaction. That's why we have a move, because we have to organize the people. We have to educate the people. We have to arm the people. And we have to teach them the revolutionary political power. And when the people understand all that, won't be killing no few, getting no little satisfaction. Won't be killing no more and getting some more satisfaction. It'll be killing them all and getting complete satisfaction. So what should we do if we're the vanguard? What is it right to do? Is it right for the leadership of the struggle to go faster than the followers of that struggle can go? No. We're not going to be dealing in no commandism, nor will we be dealing in tailism. We say that just as fast as the people can possibly go, that's just as fast as we can take it. And while we take it, we're going to be down there amidst the people in the valley. So that in the valley, we know that we can learn and understand their lifestyle. We understand the people out here and all this bullshit out here. You can make a city yourself on the mountaintop. Do you matter consider yourself on the mountaintop? I may even someday consider myself on the mountaintop. May have had already. But I know that even though in the valley, there are people like Dennis, and there are people like Nate, and there are people like Mickey White, and people like Huey P. Newton, and people like Bobby Seale, and even in the valley, the lonely valley, and people like Bobby Hutton, people like Aaron Cleveland. We know that these are dangerous times. We know that when you go down to the valley, you've got to make a commitment. A lot of us think the revolution is bullshit, but it's not. A lot of us think that when you get involved in the revolution, you can talk your way out of things, but that's not true. If you think I'm lying, ask Bobby Hutton. Ask Elvis Cleveland, Huey P. Newton, and Mickey White, and Dennis and Nate. Ask these people, it's not a game. And if you're going to involve yourself in the revolutionary struggle, then you've got to be serious. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to already have practiced some type of theory. That's why we ask the people to follow the leadership of the Vanguard Party. Because we're always theorizing, we're always practicing, we're always making mistakes. But we're always convicted, and we're always getting better, and we're always leading, and we're always saying every day that no matter what anybody else says, that I am a revolutionary. And you've got to be able to come to grips with that fact, that some of you are not revolutionaries. That the difference between the people and the vanguard is very important. You've got to understand that as soon as you follow the vanguard, you've got to understand that you're the people. And the people follow the vanguard. And you've got to understand that the Black Panther Party is the vanguard. And if you're going to be about being the people, you're going to be about understanding that the vanguard leads the people in the social revolution. After the social revolution, the Vanguard Party threw out its educational program, and that educational program is so overwhelming that it has educated the people to the point where they can run things themselves. That's what you call educating the people, arming the people, organizing the people, and putting them in revolutionary political power. That means people's power. That means the people's revolution. And if you're not about being involved in the people's revolution, then you've got to do something. If you want it, you've got to support a people's revolution. And I claim today that no matter what this thing says, and I think Pierre will admit it, that even if all those criticisms were valid, and they could print 8 articles like that, 8 magazines, they could print 80 or 800 or 8 million, that they can print all the articles they want to, but I know a study that they couldn't print 1 article on. If you ask them to write down a list of all the other groups in this country that could be considered a further stage of advancement, at a further stage of advancement, as a Vanguard Party, their list would not even entail one name. Because no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they haven't did it yet. The Vanguard Party, the Black Panther Party, is the furthest developed Vanguard Party in the world today for oppressed people, and that's the truth. You can say some things are wrong about it, but I'm telling you, it's the best deal. You might be able to put some on paper, goddammit, that flies faster than a plane. But I say, until it is proven, until you put that money in practice, you be a fool trying to fly on paper. You better get on the goddamn plane, because it's already been proven. And I'm saying that you better get on the Black Panther Party. If you can't get on, goddammit, you better get behind. If you can't get behind, goddammit, you better get behind somebody else behind, so you at least be able to follow indirectly. We're not asking you to go out and ask no pig to leave us alone. As long as the pig with us, as long as people write out of us, we know we're doing something. Because a lot of people, a lot of groups walk around, you couldn't write articles about it. I know some revolutionary groups of these niggas run around, some of these same PLs, talking about them and talking bullshit about them, they couldn't even find them to criticize. They were so far on the ground, what were they doing? organizing groundhogs, educating groundhogs, arming groundhogs, and teaching groundhogs revolutionary political power. I say that we're the first group to come to Bird Town, goddammit, where the people can follow you, and so motherfucker, I'm here to use you, you can sue me, if I make a mistake, motherfucker, it's better than not even seeing you at all, because when I make that mistake, I made it for the people, I correct it for the people.
Live and direct, Mr.
Kevin. Is the eyes open to this point, y'all? We just see, I'm trying to, we actually, well, to be live on home in Homewood, Illinois. Y'all are not there. This is almost 1 year. In fact, let me see if I can get this, Facebook Live, which one, Instagram, but Facebook Live now. Be on the way to site. I think today marks exactly another a year. Police shooting. Give me some of the name. Thank you.
It's Alexis Wilson, yeah.
That's again. Okay, yep. So, a year later, he'll be Wilson, right, Alexis Wilson. So, let's be on our way to now. People out there now, he's going to vigil. Right across from 181st and Highland Avenue. I'm person Highland Avenue, and this is Homewood, Illinois. And again, we got this marks a year to the date when his ancestors was murdered. We had the other family that was on last year around this time. So, I kind of hesitant to use this time. I be hesitant. I'm going to go with this anniversary. So if y'all can come on IMV out here, you kind of see we're just in an ongoing, continuous case about the police terrorism. As we say, it did September 11th, to our people in our community one way or another. Back to back, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You had the old action goes, time flies. But the calendar for colonized community for oppressed people, man. It's not season, so we do a lot of highs and lows because different. Guess what? Coronavirus was happening. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was happening. But it's something, you know, so if you look back in retrospect, that being a year. So, y'all can't come on out here. Come on out here to 181st Highland, Homewood, Illinois. So, do we got any callers in queue?
Grandma, Brother Chairman, sorry. Grandma, we have caller 404-337, Mr. Chambers. Grandma.
Hello, Grandma Radio. Hello, Bell with us, or we say Cub with us. Our communication is kind of in and out. We are literally on the road, and I don't know if you just heard, when we got to the year anniversary of marking the year after the police murder of Alexis Wilson. But welcome to our weekly program. This is Freedom Hour Radio host by myself and Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rage. So we kind of going in and out because we are literally on the road moving around now. But, again, we appreciate you calling in. I recognize the area code. It's the Atlanta, Georgia area. So what's on your mind, bro? How can we be of service?
I'm Percy Chambers. I'm Philman Chambers, known as Dollar Phil, or the Street Groomers. That's my son. I'm his father. But right now they're trying to pin a murder charge on him, and he wasn't even in town. They're trying to say that he was out marching and he's going around the school. I mean, escorting the women back from the college to the dorms when he was raping the women at Clark College. She was marching over in the old folks' home to get the heat and the air back on over in the building. He was marching in the blue, trying to get young guys, gang members to put the flag down, come together, and look out for the old people, women, and the kids in the neighborhood. He was feeding the hungry. He was doing all these things to, as an actor. Now they're trying to say he's a murderer. They red-rolled my son, not giving him due process. He's also a Moor. So they're not giving him due process in the court. What they did was the state had him first. And so the state could come up with something, they messed around and let him sign the securities bond, that meaning they was going to have to release him. So the feds took it up and did some real underhand moves for them to take over and keep him in jail. Right now, they're not letting him have due process. He had a lawyer, by him having to represent himself, the lawyer and said that he chose for her to be his lawyer and asked for all his documents to be sent to her until we come and put him affidavit and show he didn't want her and couldn't accept her from his lawyer. They put out it was a mistake that she filed it that way. So, and it is regarded on the record. So at this moment we got him in the federal holding facility and they put him on Supermax so he can't make phone calls, can't see text, can't go to the law library. He can't prepare to fight his case, period. They also did some real documents. We got two people write affidavits showing that he is not guilty. And they try to say, we all the affidavit, so they won't let it go on record in the court.
Brother, let me paraphrase so I just repeat this again for our basically live audience, so because you know, so we ride, keep them up the grass. Your son, you said Percy Chambers Jr. is your son.
Philman Chambers, Dollar Field, known as Dollar Field through this as a street woman, and that's my son.
That's your son. Okay.
Yes.
He was the street woman, correct?
Yeah, he's one of the street groomers.
And basically, in Atlanta area, I think I came to smoke some years back. I forget what year this was. They're community activists or work down in Atlanta. And how long he's been locked up?
He's been locked up 2 years now, going fighting his case. A little over 2 years now.
Okay. I want to get you back on in the studio so you can give them more clarity, but I definitely want to do as much as I can now because we're on the road, the phone going in and out.
I can understand that.
So, what's the next court did they have for?
They took him to court last month in the state court. The feds took over because they messed around and allowed us to sign his securities bond, which means the state was going to have to release him when they brought him to court again. So the feds went down to sit up and said all this crazy, make my nephew, made another guy, all of them come to federal court the next day. They came and served him today and told him they got to be there in the morning. And then they indicted I can say something about the indictment thing. We got some proof on some real crooked shit went along with that too. But I ain't gonna say it yet, but we do know.
Y'all been with us. We talking live in Georgia. The volume is not how we like it to be. So y'all been with us. We gonna bring this brother back on next week and on the studio so you can and reiterate a lot of things he's pointing out about his son's case. I was asking when the next court date. Did you say the next court date?
They saying the next court date will be in November. I just found that out today once I went and picked up some papers from him because he had him on lockdown and took it and put it on record at clerk of court.
Are you able to talk to your son regularly?
They got him on Supermax and only letting him out they've been bringing him out every 3 days. He can't receive checks. He can't get phone calls. He can't get this. They won't let him do phone like they do regular inmates. What they do is bring him around front and let him use the facility phone where there's no charge to call. Most of the time, we got to call him and complain in order to send him to bring him out Superman. They keep getting up these crazy-ass stories like, we just holding him here, and we doing what the field tell us to do. It's been that kind of situation.
Is the contact information you give him, and also you is like, it's an event going on this August 1st, this Monday, talking about non-prisoners particularly. And I was wondering if you get people in Chicago that might attend this event and speak to y'all on behalf. And it sounds bad. Get anybody in Chicago to attend this event Monday?
Can we come? I'll come on whenever you want us to. I also have somebody been working along with me. She's been a great help, and that's the glory.
I'm gonna see the flyers on my radio flyer today. It's gonna be downtown Chicago. Coming to the seminar. And I got the idea that I am with sons going to down there in Georgia. As everyone comes, I'm get back in there. We can have you back on. We also won't be rushed. I think blow. Blow by blow, so what's going on with your son? What's the condition like? I know they're talking like in Cook County, Jersey, Chicago, so they think about this new form of chemical biological warfare, this monkey process, so they're going to get county jail. What's the status of the jail first down there? Are they on lockdown or what?
Not, he's in Supermax, everybody else in population. The feds put on his door, according to the lieutenant. Well, we got recordings on everything that the lieutenant and the captain, and we record all conversations with the security there. So we finding out that the feds told him to put on his door. He's dangerous. Don't let him out for nothing.
Yeah, they're gonna kill my radio. You're on a way to title that's Wilson to this kid here. Georgia brothers.
I can't hardly hear you. Breaking up.
Updating us now. You're gonna call in studio on Monday. How you can utilize in regards to this case, some of the other cases, this goes on, you say pick one, pick one so I'm gonna be a committed. My brother, keep us posted on what we can do. We got a major event, August 30th. That's Chandler's Fair Birthday, Chandler's Street Party. And as we definitely have you still set the table with somebody else, a petition signed or something of the sort. We got him to long him look for prisoner. We'll be out with you all.
Okay, I'm having a problem really hearing you clearly. But you can get my phone number and give me a call when you're somewhere. You stop and tell me so I can get this information. We got paperwork on all the things that I'm saving. So we got a lot of paperwork.
I look forward to it. You know what I'm saying? Making history, taking history, paper history. I look forward to it. We're gonna follow up.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, my brother. Again, make sure you call tomorrow. I mean, next Wednesday, but I won't use better communications going on. You live in the ring.
Okay, and I have two other people on the phone that can give up. We got all the paperwork together. So I have Ms. Dolores and I have Melanie on there, and we can really let it. We can get it all out. We got it. We're trying to help the real man.
So one more time, bro.
They put a news report out, and we supposed to answer it within 30 days, but the Constitution took so long to try to give me a price on it. It's crazy. But I think they got to let us know something tomorrow. We kind of tied their hands in a way. So we're trying to reach the public like they're trying to put this nuisance seed out on him.
Okay.
I have a copy of speeches and everything. So you're saying next Wednesday, what time would that be? Same time, 8 o'clock next Wednesday?
8 o'clock, 8:30. We 8:30 p.m. is the latest? Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. We'll be prepared and ready to bring it out. Put it all on the table.
I didn't think I was set up a lot better. We appreciate you, brothers. You should definitely call in.
All right. I appreciate y'all, too. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. We'll be on deck next Wednesday. Right.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson.
Tune in, y'all. We are live with that.
Ms. Jackson.
Respect. Yes, indeed. Are we going to the site? That's what's going down there. Red light got red. Man, what
is... You need your coffee, excuse me.
Y'all, forgive me. It's been nonstop. We're going to pull up in a minute on the site, you know, and get a couple of testimonies from a couple of people out there what's going down. Then we'll take it from there. Any more calls or questions, comrade?
I think I'm in
the
two, 4 days straight.
Is comrade no calls or questions?
Technology is a crazy day. It's crazy.
So give me a station break. I'm going to call right back in. I'm going to do a couple of station break. I'm about to pull up on the site. I'm going to get a couple of people on the site. Give me a station break.
Rita, you all are supposed to, this link tree, how that's supposed to happen. I'm supposed to keep this link tree up to date for the Chairman Fred's Tree Party, August 30th. Let me know how that's supposed to happen. So my email is posted up. Thank you.
next radio station. Not.
I want to get rid of me because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people. And if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. And it's just, it's sort of like a primary thing with me. I'm the first move that they'll make. I'm a part of an organization. It will be the first organization they'll move on because I happen to be a part of an organization, the Black Panther Party. That is the only organization, in fact, that has came out and stood up loud and clear and said that we don't care what anybody says, whether they have guns or not and badges or 18 uniforms, if whenever they step outside the bounds of legality into the bounds of illegality, then we'll blow their brains out if they're bothering the people.
Right on.
Fairmont, you back live, Chair.
Yeah. You're on Fairmont, so we're at. What's wrong? Just okay, it's back. Okay. Y'all. We'll be back. At the pull up on site, we had some real difficulties, technical difficulties. But let me give y'all this. Say it happened house. So what happened? Okay, since our test. Okay. I called Isaiah too. So this record activity, go to this link right here, this link tree. Okay. People, if y'all can't wait for this police comment, get that link and spread that link. See right here? Tree. Okay. Right here. Okay. Boy, there's a coffee out here, man. Oh. You know, for the chair, we'll give them big light bulb things, too. Say, chair, you know, that birthday thing. Okay, y'all bet with us. We're going to be. It's Alexis Wilson, young sister. She's about 17 or 18. If I recall correctly. Was murdered by the police. That was in Dalton. I think it was Dalton. But they have an event for her. This marks a year. Y'all can't come on out. So. We go live. We still live out here, brother. Still live out here. They get thing with gotta go. Alexis Wilson, y'all. 181st in Highland. Hey, bro. Hey, what happened?
I saw you doing your show from the
car. Hey, bitch. You see? Right on. Yes, indeed.
Come on, get in.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all already know.
we live. We still going live, y'all. We going live. We're here with Doc in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We out here. We on 181st in Highland Avenue. This is Homewood, Illinois. This was a year. Y'all remember last year, my sister, she got murdered by the police. Her family, her friends, all of them out here. You know what I'm saying? If y'all can't come on out here today, we live and direct, y'all. I get some pictures of sister I just seen somewhere out here. Okay. Y'all. Hey, sister, hey. Yeah, so y'all can't come on here, man. This is good. This is a year after she got shot. It's like more than a year ago.
Sometimes there be so many cases. Sometimes we forget the names of people. But you understand? We can't forget who these people are. You know. This y'all, I'm on Facebook Live. Y'all can see the people out here. They came in all the youngsters, elders. Y'all recall a family that came on the show before. They came on the show before. Plan C, I see you. I need to see you, Plan C. I need everybody August 30th, man. I need some help. We need some help, y'all. August for Shannon Fair Street Fighters. We need some assistance and backup, y'all. I see the building, y'all. Success in the building right on. Okay. Y'all, I got a link tree right there. Need to add link to your bio on all. Okay, link tree. Yeah. Hey, brother, love respect, bro. We still here, man. Yes, indeed. Man, this, her father is okay. Y'all know the family came with us last time. We doing a radio show live right now on the phone, brother. We still standing. You'll say, never forget. Never forget our sister Alexis Wilson, y'all. A tremendous turnout. Your family out there, you know what I'm saying? The people's pain reflects. Yeah. Let me see, family right there, y'all. I see my brother Joe up here. I love you, man. We're doing a radio show live right now. My brother Joe right there, y'all in the building, you know what I'm saying? Yes. He always, you know, never forget, stay consistent. All right, sister. How y'all doing? Hey, sister. Right on. Get the family, guys. Joe, get the family. Get the family, get the youngsters. Then get the youth. I love this, brother. I love this, brother Joe, y'all. He keep the family out here, man, all the time. Yo. They got the youngsters out here. So this is important. Okay, this is want me the brother, sister Lexi Wilson brother, want me him right now, y'all. Respect, brother. I'm going live right now. I'm doing a radio show, Free My Radio, man. Get y'all back like a backpack, man. All up. Yep. They got a phenomenal turnout out here, man. A phenomenal turnout.
Terry, I'm a cousin.
Oh, a family out here. Y'all remember the case, right? Yeah, it's your stand. Celebrate Lex Wilson. Can't forget. We had a breakup on the phone, but we have our brother. I know the street groomers. I remember them. I'm gonna have them back on next week. Y'all look. This is my link. Make sure I'm saying it right. Am I saying it correct, Reese? That's the link tree. Y'all hit that link tree and repost the link tree though. Yeah. My brother. Y'all know who I hear. Hey, you know he be consistent. My brother. Man, love, respect. I don't care what day, man, where we at. Brother consistent out here, man. Logan Penitentiary to right here. We don't care where it's at. Man.
All down. Thompson, everybody.
Show you right. Free them all. Yes, indeed. Yeah, man. We're going to do the radio show from our office, from the street. So, Conrad, we got any callers in queue? Respect, y'all, respect, thousand people, right on, y'all. We do a weekly radio show called Free Them All Radio. Yeah. So I'm going live right now. You know what I'm saying? On Facebook, called y'all tune in. So matter, hold on, we go. Yeah, you know about it. What are y'all comrades?
Severe.
We was on that last week. So it's every Wednesday. So we're doing it right now. We still live right now. Now yeah. Anything y'all want to say about, you know what I'm saying, about why it's important? Remember Alexis Wilson? Why y'all came out here today?
Well, we've been joining the family in the struggle for a year now. And, you know, events like this are important because they want us to forget when cops killed somebody.
Yeah.
That was a human being. They got friends. They got family.
We see.
Yeah. We got, like, over 100 people out here that remember Alexis. They love her. And they're going to keep fighting for her. And we're there to support because that's what the people struggle is.
I mean, it's imperative. A lot of times you hear these names, these stats and facts, and sometimes it can be devalued to just numbers and stuff. But it's important to see they got the family members, everyone is out here. Young people, old people, everybody out here. So this is phenomenal. Yeah, this is something.
We got Beck, we got Christina, all fighting together.
You see? Right on. Just for Lex Wilson, just goes on. Anyone want to make any comments? Y'all cool? Okay, right on. Thousands of people. Just for Lex Wilson. They got the buttons on everything, y'all. Don't forget. Right on. Yeah, it's painful. It's painful, but the people's pain reflects. You know what I'm saying? But still, as they say, if we look like what we've been through, y'all, we'd be ugly, man, we'd be undescribable. If we look like what we've been through, though. Give me got people in the candles out here for. I just saw him sitting in the candles the other day. And let me know if any callers in queue, sister comrade.
We have all no callers. If you like to come to the queue, okay.
Need to add my link to buy on all social pages. All right. Come on. So they just out here networking fellowship with Les Wilson. Let me know if we got any. Y'all make sure y'all get that link of my for reason for that link of my link tree. You know my link tree.
And look at all the friends of Alexis to come up and take a picture.
Nice to call all her friends. Again, she was what, 17? 17, 18. I forgot how old she was. I'm sure they got some pictures of her somewhere. There's some of her friends coming up here right now. Class, friends and family and them. Oh, they're going to picture her right. They're going to picture her right and get that picture for these crowds it up. Oh, okay. Right on. That's actually her right there, y'all.
And go.
They showed up and they showed out for her. They showed up and they showed out for her. Alexa Wilson. They showed up and showed out. So let's go to the side and see if we I remember she's going to Bubba's restaurant that night. That's my link tree, y'all. So make sure y'all hit my link tree. And I gotta track Isaiah down to come help me do all that. We on the pod. Man. There's Dan in the building. Boy, to see you. Let me know what's up. I'm going to be going too. Okay, who was that saying? Okay, Chance, that, people read, okay. So make sure Isaiah meets me so I can sit up, you know what I'm saying? It's a foreign language to me, all this stuff y'all talking about. Link trees, all that. We're going to make it happen, though. Just for Lex Wilson, just for them all. Pull yourself with them light bulbs with chandelier and big metal for your birthday. Oh, yeah. That's some of our friends and family over there. Good stuff that they got for Lexi Wilson right here. Those who cannot see me. Oh, that should go right there. That's a close-up picture of her. I want to go on Instagram, too, but I want to cut the Facebook off. Matter of fact, let me get back on. Let me go on Instagram for a minute, y'all. Let me, I'm gonna come back in 1 minute on Facebook. Let me go on Instagram. Okay, y'all, just tune on Instagram. We coming in late on Free 'Em All Radio, y'all. We are live. Unfortunately, cannot say the same for Lexa Wilson. We are live. Unfortunately, we cannot say the same for Lexa Wilson. We are live. Unfortunately, we cannot say the same for Lexa Wilson. Not physically, that is, but definitely her memory is alive. Her memory is definitely alive. Her friends, her family, all came out from all over. If y'all can remember this little sister, I gotta get my dates right. Is she 18, 17? One of them around that going to the restaurant, Dalton. She was murdered by the police, and they have not forgotten her. This we out here now, y'all. Her friends, I'm asking one of her friends. That's another pose. That's the thing for her. It's a beautiful celebration for her, y'all. A beautiful celebration for this sister, y'all. A beautiful celebration for this sister. Murdered by the police, y'all. This again. That's the next thing. Oh, 21. Okay. Yep. I go 18. Yep. Yeah, they're almost 10 acres. It's still holy, y'all don't know. Man, it's so many. Yeah. We out here, y'all, with the problem for Lexis Wilson, though, you know. They come out, they celebrate her friends, family, everybody that came out here, y'all. They do, they represent. Nice, beautiful setup. That brother Joe, he keep the whole family with him, man. The whole crew, man. Y'all represent, man. Yeah. That's a next move to the father right there. That's next move to the father right there. That's her brother right there. Her brother. No problem. We are live, y'all. Unfortunately, Lexis Wilson is not. Physically, it is. Physically, it is. They got candles lit for her. They tell an old, I don't want to say war story, we got testimonies of, you know, growing up with her and everything, you know, friends chopping it up. I can't hear nothing. This phone ain't got no volume to this phone back. Ain't got no volume. I can't hear nothing. So good. Man. Let me know. Okay, Fremont. The choir, we not there for Fremont. Somebody said I can be so much bigger. Help me, okay. Talk about it. Be about it. Help me. I mean, we want to get the word out everywhere though. Help me out. Whatever ideas you got, help us get the word out. Get that link tree. Post the link tree. Everybody said we can do this and that. You know what I'm saying? We need help for the word for the Chamber First Tree Party. But I always get the whole family with him. He don't play no games, y'all.
You gotta say hi. This is y'all uncle here. Okay?
Better believe it.
I know. You might know
who he is. Because I always had a family with him.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Come on, man.
That's it.
Yeah. You have it. No, Chairman. What did you just ask me? What's your name first?
So it is.
Yeah. What's your question?
I've got.
It was 2 seconds ago. You said a word that caught my attention. Called an L.
What?
Legacy.
What's the legacy?
Legacy.
Yeah.
I'm the son of Chairman Fred Hampton Uriam, and also of Corey and Kid Uriam, Black Panther Party.
Uh-huh.
Chairman Fred was the chairman of the Illinois chapter of the Black Panther Party. Not a program. He served people. Like before the schools had free lunch, the Black Panther Party had first. They had the first free breakfast program. Chairman organized the Rainbow Coalition. He was assassinated. You know what I'm saying? It was like a political. The government, they killed him. They murdered him. They assassinated him. December 4th, 1969. My mother, his wife, she was 8.5 months pregnant, carrying me at the time. You ever see? Y'all heard this movie called Judas and Black Messiah? Right, seen it?
Yeah. That's in the movie, the big one's in the movie. Y'all
see it. Yeah, y'all see the movie too, Judas and the Black Messiah. It's just shows the assassination of my father, Chairman Fred. So I'm the chairman of the Black Panther Party Club. That's our logo right there. So I'm trying. We're trying to keep on. We're a freedom fighter. Remember this. Remember I said this too. Because a legacy is more important than your life. Legacy is important.
I know you like talking, but I want to listen to it. You know what he just said?
Yeah.
Tell me what he said.
A legacy is.
And we live and direct out here, man.
There you go.
I know why.
How old are you?
I'm nine. life. I know why lessons see is greater than your life. Because a lesson tree is greater than your life because when you die, you have a lesson tree. Some people, a lot of people, or some people might remember you.
Right on. Right on. Right on. And remember you, and also you leave.
Because you leave something behind.
Right on. Right on. Right on. Well said. From the mouths of babies, y'all. Alex, right on. Well said. We live and direct, y'all. We live and direct. Unfortunately, Alexis Wilson is not live with us, y'all. Physically, she's not. You just seen that, man, from the mouths of babies. You can't, this is not planned. This is how this goes. From the mouth, she's talking about a legacy. 9 years old, y'all. 9 years old, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We live and direct, y'all. Get down the streets in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all seen that. Every button that little man, free them all, sis. Man, you talking about consistent. I'm talking about consistent, you know. I don't care. Stay real, hun. Sandra, get them waters down there. I'm talking about, man, out here. Okay, so Alexis Wilson. Man, consistently. Non-stop. I'm talking about, man, pull up on you from the county jail. You see him out there. I don't care if it's just 20 below zero. You will see Dr. Kendrick and others out there, you know what I'm saying? And they're consistent. This is Alexis Wilson brother right here, y'all. Y'all, we live and direct, y'all. This is, oh, man, hold on. Let me get a picture, Charles. He's about to, backdrop. I tell y'all, 21 years old.
The larger issues that we've been talking about now for the last week, the last month, the last year, and sadly, for decades.
Wake up.
Hey, Bob, somebody go back in that bank, I need some more used phone. Well, so going tomorrow, yeah.
Back live,
yeah, kid. Okay, once again, y'all, we live and direct. Again, we are live and direct, y'all. We are on the location. But it's not the location in which Alexis Wilson was about to confirmed from the Dalton police, right?
I
definitely not want to make a mistake and say a police department, you know, shot somebody and, you know what I'm saying, make a mistake, you know what I'm saying, give credit to the... We know there's no police station that has a clear record. That's part of the protocol. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to go. You know, it's us. How they get out, you know what I'm saying? But they had a... Brother Joe, I love you, man. Hey, let's be going to link up. August 30, if I need you in the family, I need y'all. I love you, man. No, you understand. I'm proud of you, man. I appreciate you. Love and respect.
Hey,
right on. Love and respect. Hey, on, man. Hold the line, man. Hold it. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Sorry.
You got that?
Oh, okay, you got me in that one I'm talking about. That was my thing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Free them all.
Right on. Love, respect. For sure, my brother, his family, he'd be on the protest line, man. That's a poster, a flyer, you know what I'm saying? Contrary to what a lot of people say about, you know, us and our families. You know what I'm saying? It's a true example right there. We're going to be closing out. I just want to say August 30th, had on y'all calendars. Make sure y'all get that link tree again. Repost it. We're going to go hard with this here. I'm going to give me a recharge in a minute. I'm so glad I made it out here today. We're so glad we made it out here. The Cubs come here with the community. This is a beautiful, atmosphere, you know. And the beautiful people, again, say we look like what we've been through. Good man. It came out. It represented for her. Yeah, they represented. How you doing, sister? How you doing, sister? Yeah. What's going on? Where the rest of the juices at? You ain't saving me no juice? Huh? You took all the juices? You ain't telling me no juice? What the rest of the juices, man? You got the last juice. You got the last juice, man. You ain't tell me. You kept all the juices. Yes, indeed. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah. Respect, brother. How y'all doing? All right. We're going to cut on out in a minute, y'all. We're going to curb on out in a minute. We're going to curb on out. We're going to curb on up out of here. Just going to let our presence be known with the people out here.
It's just me and the group.
What?
Every group. Look at our pictures. Look back at the photo.
Okay.
And now I'm going to do a picture this time. Yeah. Rabbi got a camera on my phone. Okay. I finally got it.
Right on.
Got it.
We in the building with Doc, y'all, making history, taking history, and taking history. Got it? Oh, get me started with your damn phone. Man, all right, Doc. Love and appreciate
y'all. All right, love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, man. Thank you, man. Okay.
Yeah.
We on deck. I'm going to go. We on deck. We on deck. And something else, that's early, right? It's, okay. All right. That's not coming with her name. Say Madeline Miller. Don't forget Madeline Miller, y'all. Don't forget Madeline. That's not coming. I come in with her name. Save my life. Madeline Miller, the 64-year-old in Frostmore. Madeline Miller. I couldn't remember that name. Man, Madeline Miller. Yeah, in Frostmore. Yeah. We gonna keep y'all posted, y'all. There's so much stuff. We gonna come legacy. Yeah. Legacy. Right on, little sister. Right on. So you ain't little sister. Legacy. Right on. But yeah, come on now. We got brother Wilson, father. Yeah, man. Continue condolences, man. You know, the people's pain reflects. Ain't no statute of limitation for the people's pain. You got it? Right on. Hey, my brother, love and respect, man. Yes, sir. Man, anywhere, anytime. That's Alexis Wilson. That's the father of Alexis Wilson, y'all, man. Yeah. We ain't forget, man. Man, we never forget. Real talk. Yeah. Uh-oh, then the mosquitoes are going to start making their presence. Yep. They started to make their presence, y'all. Yep. He decided to make their presence known. Okay, y'all. Y'all type in the name Alexis Wilson. Murdered by the police. So we got here for her today. Don't forget Madeline Miller. Flossmore, 64-year-old. So we have the youngsters and the elders, y'all. Real talk. But they had some of the bags they gave away. Thank you for what? Thank you for. To say fluff, what to say?
Fluff running by.
Oh, it's like a butterfly. Oh, they did. It's here, the thing with butterflies. Yeah, that's what it was, yo. Yeah, it's like, let's hear the thing with butterflies. Yeah, that's right. I forget. That's right. Yeah, butterflies. That was her thing, yo. So, comrade, take us on out with some sounds, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to go come on out for a minute, y'all. Y'all keep us posted, y'all. All right. Free them all.
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us. I get the Bentley if I save up. But that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said, save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is that bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion would not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show improvement to me. But still you face each and I had to be religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
World won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. Gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparation. Bush administration, inequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine demons. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lessons that I recite. The song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? For my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fist, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
World is getting more iller than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving, change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains. Protect one another, that's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum, alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together. Together how we are, to stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch pact that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh shit, man, how James Dean all the different.